The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. In 2 Kings 17, the Bible has a very sobering warning for those of us in America. In describing the fall of Israel to the Assyrian nation, it states, quote, "For so it was that the children of Israel had sinned against the Lord their God, who had brought them up out of the land of Egypt from under the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And they had feared other gods, and had walked in the statutes of the nations whom the Lord had cast out from before the children of Israel. Also the children of Israel secretly did against the Lord their God things that were not right. And they built for themselves high places in all their cities. They set up for themselves sacred pillars and wooden images on every high hill and under every green tree. There they burned incense on all the high places, like the nations whom the Lord had carried away before them. And they did wicked things to provoke the Lord to anger, for they served idols. Americans worship sports idols, movie idols. We even have singers we call American idols. Of which, as the Bible continues, the Lord had said to them, 'You shall not do this thing.' Yet the Lord testified against Israel, the Bible says, and against Judah by all his prophets, saying, 'Turn from your evil ways and keep my commandments and my statutes according to all the law which I commanded your fathers and which I sent to you by my servants the prophets.' Nevertheless, they would not hear but stiffen their necks like the necks of their fathers who did not believe in the Lord their God. And they rejected his statutes," in other words, his civil laws, "and his covenant," in other words, his agreement, "that he had made with their fathers, and his testimonies which he had testified against them. They followed idols, became idolaters, and went after the nations who were all around them, concerning whom the Lord had charged them that they should not do like them." Our American courts now often use so-called international law as a basis for court decisions. Back to the Bible. "So they left all the commandments of the Lord their God, made for themselves a molten image and two calves, made a wooden image and worshipped all the host of heaven," in other words, practiced astrology, "and served Baal. And they caused their sons and daughters to pass through the fire." In other words, they burn their children to heathen gods. We do this by the torturous practice of abortion. They, the Bible says, practice witchcraft and soothsaying. We teach our children to do this with Harry Potter books. The Bible continues. It says they sold themselves to do evil in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger. Therefore, the Lord was very angry with Israel and removed them from his sight. And there was none left but the tribe of Judah alone. For the children of Israel walked in all the sins of Jeroboam, the first king of Israel, which he did. They did not depart from them until the Lord removed Israel out of his sight, as he had said by all his servants, the prophets." Is there a warning here for America? Yet, is there hope? Yes, there's hope. Just this month, over 50,000 people, mostly young adults, met on the ground in front of the U.S. Capitol building, crying out to God with repentance, pleading with Him to turn our nation back to Him. There is a remnant across this nation who are crying to God day and night. He hears. He will answer. He says, "Call unto me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you know not." Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children. And you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Christian history seminars, by visiting www.heritageministriesky.net. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.